I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the holiday season, and we're talking about gifts for the griller on your list. And guess what? Just like the delivery service that's coming to your house with the gifts you ordered online,
UPS.
We are a day late and a dollar short on Schmo's beer because Jim was on the last show. Segment of the last. Have I had six of these already? Hell no.
Jim was on
the last segment, and we forgot to get the beer out during this segment. So, cheers to you, Bob.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. We say Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. What am I, chop liver over here? Come on.
Yeah. Right,
well,
Conrad.
You're on the clock.
And you're not old enough to drink.
Scott said you can't drink on the job.
Right. Yeah. Because we asked. We were going to corrupt you, but no.
I don't know. Are you even a beer drinker?
What? Heck yeah. What? Come on.
He and Toivo, right? They go way back.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any Natty Light up here, though.
Nah.
You know, pretty soon Butch and Whitey will be up here to pick them up.
Hop Knocker. Schmo's Hop Knocker. Love me some IPA
I happen to have two bottles in my basement fridge.
9.5% alcohol. I'm glad you only brought me one. That's a good thing.
So we'd be over at Brand's after the show.
Right, across, crawl across.
Could there. Happen.
Right. So let's talk about some grill gifts, Bob. And you know what? We do this one every year because it's a great gift. Talk about your tackle box.
Oh, yeah. That was a brain cramp, way back when.
Right.
You know, being a dad, we got five kids. It seems like Christmas really hurts us.
Well, financially,
it doesn't so much anymore. But,
you know,
back when we started this show, I still had three, four of them in the house.
Right.
And so you're pinching pennies here and there, and you're always – we used to make them make gifts.
Right. I remember that.
I think you stayed with us one Christmas when we were making gifts.
Yeah.
And, of course,
it turned out
that Dad had to make everything. So I got rid of that rule. Then we said, okay, you got to have an art project. Then we said, okay, it's got to be used, regifted, blah, blah, blah. Now we just say – you know, spend your heart's content. They're all making more money than we are. So we want to encourage lots of spending. Keep America great.
Yep.
So
exactly.
So the plain old box, it's just a plastic toolbox or tackle box or, you know, PLANO makes a ton of them. And you get whatever size you fit in your budget. But I recommend one that's about that big.
And if you can't see that, but he's saying maybe 18 inches to 2 feet long.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So a nice size toolbox, but a plastic one. And they're all plastic now anyway. But and then here's the cool thing. You put your Grillin' Guys sticker on one end. You can put your Schmoes sticker on the other end and collect all your favorite microbrews. You could put your Jethro sticker on it, right?
Right.
Conrad, you got any Jethro stickers?
Right here, man.
You know what? I'm waiting for my Jethro coat for Christmas.
Keep waiting.
Right. I think it's going to be a cold day in Granville before I get
you're going to be real cold is what I'm thinking.
Right. I think you're going to have to bring just a little more cash next time.
Right, John. Yeah.
So anyway, here's what you put in it. You put in the ThermoPen.
Right.
If you want to spend some money on this grilling person, because that's going to set you back $80, right?
Right, yep.
But if you really love this person, the ThermoPen will change their grilling, Conrad. You listening? Change their grilling.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the number one problem that grillers have is they overcook or undercook the stuff that's on their grill, and a digital thermometer, a.k.a. the ThermoPen, solves that problem.
You think that's the number one problem?
I do. I absolutely do.
No
question.
Oh.
Yep. No question. It's the first tool outside of maybe a pair of tongs to get stuff moved around, but it's the first tool I would buy if I was buying somebody grilling gifts,
if
they don't have one.
I agree. I was going to bust your chops.
Yeah, you can't because I'm spot on that one.
The other thing is a bottle opener.
Yeah.
And a grilling rag. Now, there's lots of cool rags you can get people. People buy them for me all the time. They're still in my drawer. They're too nice to use. So just get the cheap blue rags from the market.
Yeah, the ones you can buy at the big box store for 50 in a bundle for $20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a nice long set of kitchen-grade stainless tongs.
Right.
Don't get the grilling tongs because they all suck and they're made in China.
Right.
Get the ones that are about this big.
Right.
Nice and long. And then get a pair of welding gloves.
Right. Right.
Because
why, Bob? Why welding gloves?
Way better than barbecue gloves, right?
Right, yeah. But the reason is with a welding glove, if you're grilling with charcoal, either lump or briquettes, you need to move that stuff around. You can reach right in that fire, and it's not going to get you.
Right.
Secondly, if you're pulling stuff off of your grill, i.e. finished product, and it's hot, because, you know, we do pork butts, we wrap those in foil. You reach in there, they're 200 degrees. You don't want to grab onto that with just any glove.
Oh, I don't even wear gloves for those.
Oh, yeah, all right, stud. Yeah, you go, man.
I've got no feeling left
right,
in my
yeah.
hands. Well, I've been touching stoves for 25 years.
Right, I know that.
I literally can't feel a thing. My head's the same way.
Right.
My wife tells
me
that.
You can't feel anything, or it's numb.
And, yes. So, like the thermopen, a nice pair of tongs. Never use a fork on your meat. A barbecue rag maybe, but here's a cool thing you can do. You can go down to Sobey Meats, and you walk in, you take a right, and
immediate
look at this
right.
long counter, and you'll see tons and tons of spices and barbecue sauces.
Right.
Okay? If you can't afford the fancy stuff in that box, start your grilling buddy out with just a couple of great rubs. And if you don't know which one to get, you just walk over to the counter and you say, hey, who knows these spices? And before you know it, Tim Sobey will be there, and he'll be showing you all kinds of stuff.
And the number one he's going to recommend, and there's a reason why, because it's the best one on the shelf, is something he makes right there in the meat market. It's called Tim's Blend.
Oh, you're such a suck-up.
I'm not a suck-up. I have a large bottle of Tim's Blend on my grill shelf all the time.
And one in the pantry.
That's right, because you don't want to run out.
It's really nice.
It's a very good universal seasoning.
But he also has Texas Two Guns. He's got Slap Your Mama, Slap Your Daddy, Slap Any Buddy that comes along. There's all kinds of great ones. And then he's got some nice little barbecue sauces.
Right.
Get the small quart jar of Blue's Hog.
Right.
Okay, if you don't get
it's
anything
a pint.
Else.
It's a pint jar. Yep. Blue's Hog competition. You will not
It'll
go wrong.
It'll fit in the box.
Right.
And then, you know, you can if you get somebody with some good penmanship, don't ask me, but like if you know somebody that does calligraphy, get a permanent marker. I'm taking it this box is going to be red, okay?
Okay?
If it's black, it won't work, but get a permanent marker, and you write this Grillin' Freak's name on top of that box. Why do I say a box? Well, because, number one, your wife does not want all this stuff in the kitchen.
Right.
Take it from me.
In the junk drawer. Or the
I even do most of the cooking,
drawer.
And she still don't want my stuff in the kitchen.
Right.
Until it's cooked.
Right. It's long, and it's awkward, and it's stuff that you don't use every day. Well, she doesn't anyway, so she doesn't want it in her kitchen.
No, no. And very often it's black from being around the grill. Every kitchen's maxed out on space anyway. So
right. This
box can go in the garage. It can go on your back deck under a cabinet, wherever you want, but it keeps all your stuff clean.
Right.
It's just a great idea.
So if you really want to go a little bit on a longer dollar, MyPillow is a sponsor of the Grilling Guys. And you can go on thegrillingguys.com, and you'll find the MyPillow logo. Click on that. They have this thing that I have in my house, and I had it before they became affiliated with our show, and it's called a mattress topper. It's going to cost you $150 to $200, depending on the size of your bed. But I'm going to tell you, it changed the way that my wife and I sleep, because she's of the age that she gets warm at night.
The 3-inch mattress topper.
Right, and I'd like to take credit for making her hot, but I just can't every night.
Well,
I think
you've overworked that one already.
Right.
As Steve Bannon says, my pillow.
Right.
He's got my slippers.
Right.
I want a pair of those slippers if you're listening, any of my family members. He's got a 6-piece my pillow towel set.
Right.
And I hear those towels are... Dr. Navarro, who is on War Room... It does the commercials for these guys, and he did an independent test on those pillow towels.
Right.
He said it's the softest towel. Sucks up the water, sucks it right out. You can stand next to it, and it just sucks the water
off. Drives it right off your bicep. Arms of steel.
The classic pillow.
But, Bob, here's the good part.
You get a
discount. If you go on there, on the Grilling Guys, you link in, and when you check out, you put BBQ, just the barbecue for the Grilling Guys, you're going to get a really hefty discount when you check out. So we're trying to pass that on, but just get on there, and they're great gifts, and you still got time to get them to your house. But coming up next, it's the Old World Olive Company, and these are the great gifts that you don't want to miss. Stick with us. We'll be back.